Herron Police Chief Quinn Laird coming in. How are you, man?
I'm doing well, Tom. How are you?
Good.
Good to be here.
Question for you. How much does a gram of meth cost?
You know, I'm not sure what the street value is.
Is it 35 bucks, 100? Somewhere?
It's going to be in that price range.
Right? Yeah. And what on the on for pills and oxycodone out on the street? What do you think those go for now? Because I've heard 20, 25 bucks, heard 15.
You know, you would have to ask one of our guys that's actually assigned to one of those drug units exactly what the price is.
Because that's fluid.
Yes, it changes, and it's not something that I'm directly involved with, but I do know there's money being made.
Right. And the reason why I ask this is because that number, how much you need, whether it's a gram of cocaine, gram, half gram, whatever, is driving a level of crime. It just need get enough to get me where I'm not sick, would be the popular term here in the vernacular in that group, right? Where I'm feeling good again. And that price range allows them to pilfer, which is one word for it. It's what we used to call it, but pilfering has become so widespread, it's become a property crime issue for Herron Police Department. You've created a new unit to deal with it.
Yes. Any time that you see drugs at the user level, you can usually attach property crime to that. There's a direct correlation, at least in my mind and what I've seen over the years. Yes, the purpose of the unit was to get out on the street and combat that. We saw a need for something in between normal patrol operations and investigations.
Or in like Marion, where they have a major drug unit, which has been out for, I guess, at least over a year now, right? Where Don Tondini is out looking for the big ones. I've seen more than one big bag of weed, gun, big wad of money. Things along that line, and what we're looking at here is, and I have a hard time defining this because if we call it low level crime, it's really a law definition, because when it's you never feel like it's law. You still feel violated. It doesn't matter what it's for, whether they've been in your car, been in your home, broken the window, come in your porch, gone into your garage, and that's what you're dealing with here. That variety.
Sure, and we are a member of SIG. I have a man assigned there, and when I say SIG, I'm talking about the Southern Illinois Enforcement Group. So we have somebody that is doing those types of covert investigations in Herron, and what I saw was a need for something in between, just a little bit of a change in tactics from normal patrol operations that weren't quite getting done what we needed to get done.
Now, it seems to me, from the outside looking in at what you want to attempt to do, you've got 17 officers, 18, 17 or 18 officers on the squad? Or on
18 full-time sworn officers.
That when you've got the entire town working on your behalf, that suddenly you have a lot more police officers. And a lot of police officers say, look, you know, when it comes to tips and knowing what's going on, it's the public that's our single biggest help, our source of information.
Oh, absolutely. They are our eyes and ears. If they are calling and helping us out when they see something suspicious, that is absolutely a help to us. And it serves them well when they call those suspicious things in.
A number of people that I know have dealt with it in particular said, yeah, I kind of suspected. I saw this guy, you know, and he was in camouflage, and he was doing this or that, and it was dark, and he didn't have a... That very often you get cased.
Well, what we hear a lot is, well, I saw them, and I didn't call at the time, but I thought it was important enough that I needed to call and let you know. Well, 2 hours after the fact, it is very difficult for us to go find anything that is going to be helpful. If they call when they are observing what's going on and let us know, and we can get a patrol officer into that area and locate who or what they're talking about, it makes our job much easier.
And I would think at this point, call, don't confront, because the case in Harrisburg was somebody confronted two men going into, I believe, an abandoned home possibly, and then he went out and confronted them, and there was gunfire. This is one of these items where, you know, we get that you want to stop them and you want to do all the help you can, but at the same time, there's a role you play and a line you need to observe for your own safety.
Well, this is a dangerous job for a guy that's got a gun a vest and all the tools that a police officer has. It's a dangerous job for them to go confront some of these individuals. You know, we've taken 12 guns off the street in the last 13 weeks.
Wow. Mostly handguns?
Yes. Hmm. Mostly handguns. And so, you know, it's dangerous for us to confront them. So for a normal citizen that doesn't have any training, that doesn't have any type of tool with them to be able to defeat some sort of resistance,
right?
It's not a good idea.
So here's the thing that I'm kind of interested in. To sit here and think that Heron is the only community with this problem, well, I know better. We've had it in our family, and Mom's still ticked off, right? Because there's that violation episode, and she said, I don't think they got anything, but they might have got some of your dad's tools, that kind of stuff, right? But, you know, what I'm curious about, Quinn Laird's joining us, Heron Police Chief, is if how successful your program is and whether I will see it begin to be emulated in other communities. And I kind of get the sense that maybe I'm not the only one watching to see how this program works.
Well, I can tell you this. When I first talked with Mayor Fratini about this, and that was probably over a year ago, he immediately jumped out and said, let's go. What are you waiting on? But anybody that knows me knows that I'm the kind of guy that likes to analyze and sit around and make sure all the pieces are where they need to be.
Make a plan.
Yes.
I'm a big plan guy myself. Because the plan is good. The plan preserves. The plan saves us all. All right? I'm that guy.
Absolutely.
So what is your plan at this point? How would you define it from a law enforcement standpoint to a civilian? What you hope to – how you're going to accomplish it? How will you know when you've succeeded?
I think we're going to be able to judge our success with some quantifiable numbers as far as arrests, drug arrests in particular. And I think ultimately when we stop seeing some of the petty crime that we're attaching to the drugs start to go down.
Right. So that'll be something to count because people, in particular, one Facebook page that I monitor rather closely called Venting in Heron, I believe it is.
Yes, sir.
I watch that one pretty close, and that seems to be a major topic of discussion at that Facebook page.
It does.
They kind of reporting, I've seen this person go here, they were here, I've seen them go here. I see a lot of that chatter.
Well, and let me first preface what I'm going to say with I understand that there's a problem. But I do follow those. It's kind of intel for me. Right. So I know what the public's thinking, at least a section of the public. And I see a lot of times on there, I see a lot of conjecture. I see a lot of misinformation. I see a lot of things that aren't true. And because I know what happened, when they are talking about certain incidents, you know, one in particular that I think they're talking about a robbery that occurred on some street. I don't remember what street they even put on in the post, but I know what happened. That was our guys out being proactive. They were chasing a felon that they ended up arresting and had our canine unit out there.
Right. And what's interesting also about social media, inaccurate in some cases. But I also see things that happened a year or 2 months and 6 months ago regurgitated and reshared like it's happened yesterday. Has there ever been a harder time to be a cop?
I don't think so. I think just the narrative nationally, it's tough.
Well, this morning, I heard this report, and I cannot verify it at this point, that there's been between, I think, either 11 or 12 police officers shot, some of them killed this week alone. So I looked it up. Total line of duty deaths in the United States at this time. So I'm sorry to bring this up when you're a police officer. I'm trying to insult you. Scary to talk about this. Gunfire, 33. Heart attacks, 7. Automobile crashes, 18. Struck by vehicle, 3. Killed in pursuit, 3. Vehicular assault. So when you add them all together, including people, officers who died from illnesses incurred from trying to help during 9/11, 82 so far this year. We just, I think today's day 201 of the year. And 11 or 12, the current number, for this week alone shot.
Sure. Just police work in general, there is an inherent danger with everything we do. And then you add in the stress that comes along with that. It's no wonder that I'm hearing those numbers that you're talking about.
And everybody's a lawyer.
Everybody is. Police work is the one job that I know that everybody knows how to do it better than the actual police.
Now, radio, same thing. Just so you know, it's just that the stakes aren't as high.
Sure.
So, you know, because this is, you know, I have a deep appreciation for law enforcement. You know, very often portion of my life, I was more on the supply side of crime being a supply and demand thing. I was kind of a supplier. When you're young, you have a little too much fun, right? Think, oh, yeah, well, look, you know, look what we're going to do, right? But it seems like there's been, because if, you know, one of my, as a rule, as a police officer, the last one who said, you ran from me. I've known you since junior high. How stupid are you? Right? So go home. We'll talk about this tomorrow. But we've gone now where there's a level of disrespect for the police officers, which has gone to the point of being dangerous confrontational.
I can tell you this, in the 21 years that I've been at Herron Police Department and all the different police officers that I've worked with, I've never been involved with one that really wanted to go use force against somebody. And what nobody really ever says is, if you simply will comply with a lawful order, there won't be a use of force.
Right.
And I have not seen somebody that really wanted to go out of the way to use force, especially deadly force, in my 21 years.
Well, my experience with this is probably the same as yours. The ones who did were never the same afterwards.
Yes.
And I can name names, but they've already drunk themselves to death over it. So there's no sense in it anymore. It just leaves an empty hole in a lot of people's lives. Sorry to end on such a sore note, because I'm looking forward to seeing what you do here with this new program in Herron to be able to stop these property crimes, to be able to make people feel safe in and around their homes again. And best of luck for you and the rest of the officers. Keep me updated, okay?
Yes, sir.
I know there's a lot of other communities that are watching to see how this turns out, too, whether they decide maybe to pull trigger on some similar program or reach out and see how you did it.